Hello, hello, and the Good Company Podcast. Anna Malus-Kitzmann here with weekly dose of inspiration, motivation, thought provocation. Sometimes I have guests who did some internal work, are doing amazing things in the world and changing it for better. All of that with intention for you and me to have a more fulfilling, more aligned, more beautiful life. I'm sharing anything I come across that helped me or is popping up for me. I'm sharing with you. So we both have this more amazing, more fulfilling, more beautiful lives. Not that they are not. Anyway, today, shorty and goody, this year, all my solos under 10 minutes. I just want to take a minimal time from your day because time and your energy are the two most precious currencies we all have. That's another episode that I did a while ago. Okay, so today we are going to talk about woo-woo, which is your team up there. Yes, I want to break it to you. You have a team up there. You have a team of energies, your ancestors, other helpers, whatever you want to call it. Some people say angels. I like to think about ancestors and supportive energies. That's how I like to call it, name it. Sometimes I also call it angels. Why not? But we all have those. Trust me. And I saw that they are just here and they are so eager to help us, support us, in anything they can, giving you advice, direction, giving you a sign that they are up there. I just felt it so strongly. And if you follow my Instagram, you know that I was recently with Senna in a hospital and I, knock, knock, everything is okay. And this was just a bunch of proactive testing since she was 2. We had another one. Now she's 8. So it's not that bad. It could be better, but it's not bad at all. But it was an intense experience. I felt very lonely in it. And I want to admit and take responsibility on my side that I just did not ask anybody for conversation and help because I never want to put this burden on anybody. It's very, I think it's just very hard for a parent, any parent out there these days, but the parent who with the kid who goes through anything, any extensive medical issue or health issue, it's just it is hard and it's very stressful, so I never want to put it on anybody, and obviously I don't have support of my parents anymore, and I felt very, very lonely with it. And I think I posted a little bit without sharing details because that's not my place, it's Senna's health, on Instagram, because that's part of my life, but maybe probably because I wanted somebody to reach out. And thank you for all the friends who just send me, hey, I hope she's okay, or just ask how is everything, because it gives me so much strength and gave me so much really strength to go through this 7-day process in the hospital. And before I went there, I was like, I'm really scared. I'm really overwhelmed. It's a lot. And Senka will be scared and she will be, if you're overwhelmed, and just give me strength. And whoever is up there, my team up there, please, since I didn't want to bother my team down here, I was like, please give me a sign. Show me a parrot if you are with me. Don't ask why it was a parrot. I don't know. I just thought it was like random. And how often we see parrots. So if I see one, I will know that it's from them. So I asked, show me a parrot. And first night when we're in the hospital, I was scrolling mindlessly, as we all do, my phone, Instagram, and I saw a story with the parrot. And I was like, oh, thank you, guys. Thank you so much for your support. And I feel better. And, as we went through the time at the hospital, it was intense to be in the one room and have all these tests done, and especially for Senna. And on day 5, I was just so exhausted, and I was going every day in the morning to the coffee shop downstairs in the hospital. The nurse was staying with Senna, and I was going to get coffee. And I noticed on the day 5, being in this hospital every day, taking this elevator at least twice a day, that 11th floor that connected us to Senna's floor was a floor that was themed with parrots. And I was like, when I saw it after 5 days, I was like, are you kidding me? And I was walking, I left the elevator. I was walking and I was like, I can't believe it. I can't believe a whole floor with the parrots, and I haven't seen it for 5 days. So I grabbed the coffee and then I'm walking back, and I just see, if you saw my Instagram, you saw that there was like a gigantic poster with parrots flying, flying above the city. And I was like, are you kidding me, guys? In my face. I haven't seen it for 5 freaking days. It was just felt so good to give this, to get the sign. And I just like felt this power of going on. And I was like, to go on to, you know, to be positive for Senna, to like be the best of me for her, to support her. And it was just amazing. And I was like, I have to share it, because, you know, sometimes, especially after COVID, you know, there's a lot of loneliness. And I think our world is lonely, which is, you know, we are often by ourselves, and it seems selfish, but I think there is a reason for it, because, you know, I, with the pandemic, and I think many people, it was obviously an awful thing for a lot of people in really deep level, overall was awful, but really forced us to be by ourselves and look at our own shit and look at our own garden and work on ourselves and deal with ourselves. There was no distractions, no going with friends to the dinner, no drinking, no, you know, moving around, traveling, so you don't have to deal with what's in your own garden. And the pandemic really forced that, but also it can be really lonely. You know, if you do any inner work, if you do any healing or growth work, you need to isolate yourself from others, to really connect with yourself, to really work deeply, looking deeply and see what's inside, all this goodness and all this treasures, because they are there. So it can be lonely. And I think I'm in that moment too, that I purposely, you know, after pandemic, kept this isolation because I needed to find myself. I needed to go deeper. I needed to heal myself. And, you know, now I'm slowly getting out there and meeting friends here and there, those who understood my isolation and accepted it. But it can be lonely. So I think, you know, when you have this moment of loneliness, when you have a problem, when you have a decision to make, why freaking not only ask your team down there, but obviously always, you know, make decision based on your own thoughts and your own gut. But why not to ask for additional support, your team up there? Why not? Like, why not, if you have like additional team, why not to take advantage of it and use their help, because they are there. They show me the parrots. I know they are there. I'm just kidding. No, I'm not actually. It was just a really incredible experience to see this whole floor that I haven't seen for 5 days. And that's a good lesson too, you know, that, you know, sometimes we are so busy that we don't see the signs. We don't see these little nuggets, or not little, of support, of sign, of like, you know, additional magic of life. Because it was like really, really magical to me to see that and to experience that. I was like, I was as freaked out as you. And I was like, oh my God, as in the woo as you probably are hearing this. So this episode all about reminder to you. If you're going through anything, if you are need a support, if you need advice, you need a sign, need to make a decision, ask your team up there. They are there, eager to help. Those energies of your ancestors, whatever you call it, angels, they are there for you. And why not to have this additional support besides the team down there? Okay, until the next time, love and light. But I also want to add my ad sections of ads. I was thinking to add, you know, obviously to make it more professional, to record it and place it in each episode, but I think like having those raw organic advertising, it's even better. And honestly, I don't know how to cut things yet, and in podcast world, to like place advertising, etc. Still, this is a raw ad. for all the businesses I'm doing and all the things I'm providing, and that gives me so much joy to do. So first one is, of course, my, and everything is in the link below in the show notes. First one is, of course, my Good Goods bags, reusable, more sustainable, less wasteful, don't rip, don't wrinkle, fit all kind of weird shape inside, gift bags. Link is below. With Tensalt, I'm planting trees with my partner, one tree planted, and we already planted over 240. So it's a nice Good Goods forest. And of course, you know, my journey took me through a lot of different roads to breath work, amazing healing modality that helped me tremendously. I truly believe that if we are more healed, if we are, you know, focused on our inner work and growth, we are consuming less, we are less reactive, less triggered, and breath work really allowed me to deal with those traumas and energies that were stuck within me. Amazing. I call it natural psychedelics. So link to breathwork below. And then last but not least, my energy work. Everything is energy, like Einstein said. You know, our cells are really accumulated, like condensed energy. Our bodies are condensed energy, and we pick up those energies throughout our years and our lives. Traumatic and not less traumatic experiences, even every day, the news that pops out at us, that's energy too. So we need to clean it, we need to adjust it, we need to energize our body. And that's what I do through pranic healing. Also link below. And until the next time, love and light.